Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description, go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
At Revolution Coffee Company, we are dedicated to giving you the best cup of coffee you have ever had, while supporting those who keep us safe. We roast our coffee daily, and we offer same-day shipping. Our coffee never sits in a warehouse or shelf getting stale. Our prices beat our competition, and our coffee speaks for itself. Check us out at revolutioncoffeecompany.com.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the entire universe. Today we have something kind of different. Justin's been on before, so I guess it's not too different. But we have a race car driver today. His name is Justin Russell, and you may have seen him on social media or in races and stuff. He has the show logo that you see in the corner on his car. It's pretty dope. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad, bro. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, man. What's it like being a race car driver?
Well, it's not too bad. Just got to do everything we did as kids, man. I get to drive around. It's no different than a four wheeler or whatever. Living a dream, you know, just about like you. Hey.
That's awesome, man. That logo is dope as fuck, man. I've never seen it in this context. I've only seen it in pictures, man. That's cool.
Look at that. A little bit better.
That looked crazy watching you beat those motherfuckers with that logo on, bro. That was looking cool, man. In those clips.
Yeah.
How'd you get into racing?
Well, my dad did it back in the 70s and stuff. So, my brother did it. He passed away at 19. We're kind of like just a joint venture team, man. We did everything. So now it's just me and, I got a nephew. He's a turn in. He's going to take over the, wheel one day. And then Blaine, which he was here earlier, he's going to take over. That's the boy. So.
That's cool, man. So your dad got you into racing, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. So Pops raced back in the 70s, early 80s. Heck of a wheel, man. Like I said, I think I told you last time we had an interview, it was they didn't wear really even helmets, man. They had handkerchiefs around it. A bunch of people that just kind of like went out and played the mud, throw a cage in a car, whatever. It was kind of fun. So he did it. And it just prolonged from there. Dirt racing is actually a super huge deal right now. NASCAR's kind of going down. Dirt racing's taking over. And it's MAV TV to all kinds of different shows now. So it's promos and TV sponsorships are huge. So everybody's televised. I mean, we're on several televised, but you watched it last year. We've won several things on MAV TV before. So yeah, it's kind of it's getting big. So oh yeah,
I think it's cutting out a little bit. What was the last thing you said?
I said dirt racing is getting really, really big.
I heard that part. Okay, it cut out after that. Okay, no, that's cool, man. So what's the difference? I mean. Like, I know there's obvious difference, but I mean, what's the difference between like dirt and like pavement and like road racing, I guess, or whatever it would be called?
It's all just different. There's all sorts of different divisions, man. So we do our circle track racing, our just dirt ovals, pavement. I call them pavement princesses because I have more fun in dirt, but the far as the off-road stuff, off-road is badass. So I wish I could actually do off-road like, the arena trucks and shit where they jump and they go in Actually, so like nobody knows this, but like Jimmy Johnson, he didn't race dirt cars, he didn't race pavement cars. So he ran off-road racing events. And so like he did arena trucks and all kinds of stuff. And that's where he actually went in. He ended up being the best like NASCAR driver you could ever imagine.
That's crazy, man. It's like so how long ago did you start driving, I guess? Right, when racing, I mean.
1999 was my first event.
So. Oh damn, okay. That's fucking, you've been in the game for a while, man. That's cool.
A few days.
How many trophies do you have?
Well, I don't really know exact number anymore. I mean, like at one point we were at 76. I think that was a couple years ago. And then I don't have that many trophies. I don't even know where they're all at. But, you know, I think there's over 150 in this shop here alone between what I got of Jason's and mine. And yeah, there's a few of, you know, I got a pretty cool one. Like, I'm gonna grab it real quick. This is one of my favorite. But it's one from the 2019 Larry Phillips Memorial Race. We won it on MAV TV, so that's why it's one of my favorites. But yeah, I'll just set it back there. Forgot that I had it. Yeah. So that's a few. That was, yeah. Hello. Hello? Still there, bud? Did I lose you?
Oh, no, I hear you, man. That's crazy. When I saw the first one, I saw a couple of those. I thought you were pulling other ones out. So I put it on the screen because I thought you were pulling it, and they got stuck there, so sorry about that.
No. It's pretty easy. Here, you can pull it up on the screen.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites. Like I said, everything we do is, it's all about, you know, like, so this year, I got an idea, and I think I'm going to roll with it. So it's going to be the Anthony Rogers Show, Race Kid of the Night, and then once a month over the course of the season, we're going to actually, I'm going to support and a free entry fee for one kid, one adult to hang out with me and Blaine in the pits as Race Kid of the Night. And we're going to have people enter it, and it's going to be the Anthony Rogers Show, Race Kid of the Night. So that's kind of fair to
get about us, man.
So that's going to be my
premise. No, it's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, people lose their shit when they see that logo, man. They're like, I'll post it on Instagram and shit, man. And people just lose their shit about that. That's fucking cool you do that, man. That's like, that's really badass.
Yeah, I think so. Man, I got the handsomest motherfucker in the world on the outside of the car and inside, you know. So, yeah.
That's funny, man. No, you've been killing it, man. Every race I see you in, you're winning, man. That's fucking great, man. That's good to see, dude.
Yeah. Not saying I'm quite as good as the Anthony Rogers Show, but I'm pretty damn close. So when it comes to racing, we're doing pretty decent.
Is it like a high adrenaline? I mean, I feel like I know this answer to a degree, but I don't hear your opinion on it. Like, so is this like a super high adrenaline thing, like when you're racing and stuff like that?
It's literally the most peaceful thing I've ever done in my life. So it's adrenaline, but it's almost just you're in complete control. So you're controlling the car, it's the one moment in my life where nothing in the world matters and I have complete control. So it basically makes me feel like it's simple. It's where I get away with my stress. You know, I'm a racing junkie, I guess is what you say. I don't need all the other stuff, but driving a race car, dude, is the ultimate high because it's also my peace. And it's also my adrenaline. It's my de-stressing mechanism.
That's awesome, man. How long is a race in like your league, I guess you call it?
20 to 30 laps usually for us.
That's crazy. That's a shit ton of laps.
Depends on who all shows up, how many damn cautions we got. So yellow flags, if we get a lot of wrecks and what the fans come for. they can last, I think there's like 30 minutes to 45 minutes. But usually if it's, say, not too bad, we will literally be done, and we could be done in like 7 minutes, man. For real. Like, it's no, it's, there's nothing. Like, it's just, but it seems like forever. I guarantee it, but it, nobody.
How much gas is that used per race? Like, probably a shit ton because you're going so fast?
Well, no. Well, it is actually a lot. I just said 7 minutes. I said 7 minutes, and I'll burn over 5 gallons of gas.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, like I said, it's like, yeah, yeah. So, we get negative miles per gallon. So, you know.
yeah, imagine, man. How fast does it go?
Well, so last year I did some in-car camera stuff. We got up, so Lake Ozark Speedway, we went to did that Power Eye Nationals. We were actually running approximately, we were putting about 1.5 to 1.8 G's in the corners is what we were pulling. And then we were running anywhere from 60 to 89 mile an hour on straightaways.
That's crazy.
So right underneath the 100, on dirt, sideways, pulling 1.6 G's. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you don't have much time to fit. I guess you don't have much time to accelerate. You're always turning so fast, right?
But yeah, I mean, we're always sideways. But yeah, so we're always, you know, like this. This is how the cars usually are. So when I'm driving, I'm just literally going through the corners. So it's like, this is about how I drive. I'll send you a link. We'll post my in-car cameras actually on YouTube from the Power Eye Nationals from the Saturday night. So we run second. We didn't win. I feel like a letdown. You know, it's like what Ricky Bobby says, if you ain't first, you're last. So,
yeah. So did your dad teach you how to drive?
No, my dad used to be a race car driver.
So did he teach you how to race?
Race car driver. Kind of. You know, it's like any parent when they teach you how to teach a sport. So, you know, there's not really much as much teaching. So it's more like, you're fucking doing it all wrong. You know, but no, we watch. He's really good. He can build a car. Yeah, he's damn good at teaching a lot of stuff. He's very good. He's loves his family, been behind us forever. So yeah, he's a good man. Good man.
That's badass, man.
Look at that logo.
Let's see the car. That's funny. Let's see the car, I guess, man. Like for people at home, myself, obviously.
So yeah, here's just, you know, I'm gonna do this. So here we go. There's some of the trophies. There's we'll go all the way in, you know, like so. Yeah, there's a car, my VK2. That's actually my brother's car. And this was, okay. You know, so this is what we got. There's the race car. There's Anthony Rogers logo. This is my spare backup motor. And then, you know, there's some of our championship stuff back when I was 0X. Winners, championships. I mean, yeah. We got to. Little technical difficulty part on my part, shut it off. So, but yeah, I was going to show you the inside. So that's the cockpit. Check that out.
That's so crazy.
It's my full containment seat, pedals, roll cage. Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Sorry, when's your next race? When's your next race?
Actually, so it's going to be April. It's going to be, I'm shooting for the end of March. There's a race I want to try to go to, but I don't know if it's going to be possible. So we're thinking the first weekend in April. And then from there on, we're going to run. So yeah, it's kind of like a big announcement. So we're going to run for the Power Eye National Points for the late model division this year. We're approximately 37 races. We're going to be in this car, the Anthony Rogers car. And, yeah, so 37. I'm in the realm of maybe driving another car this year. We haven't decided. That announcement will come at a later date. But, yeah, so 37 races this year in the old 12J Anthony Rogers car, starting the first weekend in April. So
that's badass, man. That's cool. Where's the next one at?
We're going to open up in Fulton at Callaway County, at Callaway Race. And then we're going to run, we'll be at Wheatland, Missouri at Lucas Oil Speedway. We will be at, we're going to try to go to Memphis, Missouri later on this month. We're going to do a few things. We're, I'm going to Arkansas in the middle of August to go hit a race. We're going to be in Kansas, and then we'll also, then we'll be back in Missouri for quite a bit.
That's cool. Is there like a link people can go to check out your races and stuff?
There's going to be. So I will send out a Facebook page. There's going to be a huge new Facebook page. It's going to be Russell Racing page. It's going to be dedicated into our new adventure this season. And you're going to be able to follow behind the scenes. We're going to be posting on YouTube and on Facebook. I mean, behind the scenes, it'll go along with the race kit of the race kit of the month, race kit of the night. So it'll be the Anthony Rogers race kit of the night. We'll promote that. And then it'll also be, you'll be able to see the behind the scenes YouTube footage. You're going to have to give Blaine a little bit of time. I don't know how the kid's going to do. He did pretty good the other night with the camera, but we'll see how he does behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's kind of a cool thing. Not a lot of people do that. I think that's a cool angle to racing, I think, man, like for sure.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people, they don't get to be involved behind the scenes as much. So it's the link, like, so when we're going to go live a lot, and we're going to just kind of all year, we're going to just, this is a whole new adventure for me, the dedicating myself to 37 races, and also with the Anthony Rogers race kid to the behind the scenes, just to everything we're promoting. It's going to be a pretty cool season. And I think we're going to come across victorious. There's no way if somebody wants to win the championship, they're going to have to go through me to get it this year.
That's awesome, man. Like, that's exciting, dude. Like, racing seems like a cool sport. I don't know much about it, cause I've never actually done, I mean, I know enough from watching it. And I understand, like, as a consumer, but I don't know enough, like, about behind the scenes or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of impressed that I could get my darn phone to actually work tonight because, you know, I'm not really the technical savvy person. I was going to use a 1985 projector, you know, and put it up on top of my side-by-side to see if it worked, but I don't think that would have worked out very good tonight, so. We'll see. We're gonna see. That's why the kid's in charge of all of the technology stuff. Yeah, he's 13. He runs everything. So
that's awesome, man. Like, yeah, no, is racing expensive?
Rogers. Look at that Anthony Rogers logo.
Is that is racing like super expensive to get into? It seems like, I mean, you have to have a car. You have a backup engine. I mean, just like, it seems like a pretty expensive sport to get into, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be like this. My next in-laws are going to be loaded because that's the best way in order to get a race car. So if you either got to win the lottery, have really good sponsors, or get a father-in-law that's really likes racing, and I think that's going to be a key.
Yeah, I was like, I always thought hockey was a very expensive sport until I saw you had a backup engine. I'm like, man.
There's a bag of pants in. There's stacks of tires. There's a ton of, dude. There's backup engines. That's the least of it. There's backup engines, transmissions. There's a whole rear end sitting over here. There's stuff. I got a trailer load of parts just to that fit on this thing. So
that's crazy. Do you have like a team? Do you have a team of mechanics too, or is it just you?
Well, I got like three guys that help me. So as far as a team of mechanics, I mean, we all have full-time jobs. so there's like, it's a bunch of, so I got, there's about three of us, and they all help work on the car. They're pretty good dudes. I like to thank anybody that ever comes out and helps works on this thing. I mean, the best I do is cook. I cook, and I'll buy your pit pass. Like, but So they get some good barbecue, and it might be shitty barbecue, but they get free barbecue. And then they get, you know, a cold beer. And then probably if they come to the track, usually I give them a, you know, free pit pass or whatever the hell.
That's awesome, man. No, I need to record behind the scenes stuff there eventually. That'd be
cool. Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I think it'd also be really neat. So we'll schedule something, but the behind the scenes stuff's going to be badass.
There's not many people going to live. Not many people get to see that side of like the sport, you know. Like, I mean, not many people get to see what it's like to actually race and stuff. I think it's a lot of like people's dreams and stuff they don't get to see. I mean, that's like, kind of under.
But yeah, I mean, under documented thing. Like, even my ugly butt looks good in a race suit. So, like, it's behind the scenes. It's gonna be great. But hey, it'll be really cool because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of work that goes into this, and that's what nobody ever understands. Is it's a second job. I mean, and it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. So if you don't want to be part of it, then, and you don't, once it's so passionate, the lifestyle that you bring to this, it's your passion comes in, and then it becomes your lifestyle. And it's all about family. It's about family, about values, dude. It is probably one of the purest American sports that's still left. And hockey, is the Blues game over yet? That's what I was watching, and that's why I was running behind. But I don't know, is it still tied? I need to know. We need to check on the score. But
I'll check the score right now. Yeah, I'll check right now. Yeah, hockey. But it was always, when I was a kid, like hockey always seemed like the expensive sport. Yeah, it's 2-1 right now. Final. Blues won.
Blues won. Yeah.
Yeah, Blues won.
That's the way I started 5-game road stretch.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, I love hockey. Yeah, yeah. This guy from this redneck that rents cars and dirt is obsessed with hockey. So yeah,
so you play hockey? Did you play hockey also as a kid? Do you play hockey?
No, Blaine actually. So I got Blaine started in hockey. A kid loved it, but hockey was it's too damn expensive. So yeah.
No, really, it really is. Until I saw you had to have a car for your sport. That's like yeah, nuts. Like,
you know, yeah. Hey, what's wrong with the equipment? No, you gotta have a car and a motor. Yeah, extra motors. Yeah. But no,
that's crazy to think about. No, that's probably why I was way too poor growing up to ever be a race car driver. Like, you know, I feel like I that could have never been an option for me, like ever, man. It's like, but it sounds awesome. It sounds like a kind of a high adrenaline kind of thing, man. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think you could probably. Well, we'll see how it works out. You do some behind the scenes, you're going to fall in love with it. But I know that. Everybody does.
The next podcast, I'm going to be driving.
Yeah, it'll be taking a selfie of Anthony Rogers behind the wheel. But yeah.
That's funny, man. No, that's cool, man. And I appreciate you like you rocking that logo, man. I think the show's only been getting bigger and stuff, and I think it's cool seeing like I mean, just getting into the racing world's interesting too for it. I mean, just it allows another avenue for the show, I think. And I think that's really cool, man. Like, I appreciate
it. Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, I'm about ready to. This is an idea off of me. I'm about to hop into this race car. And you're gonna see what it's like to be behind the wheel.
Yeah, how loud is that car, bro?
Oh, it's really loud. But I ain't gonna start it with all the trophies on it. So, but if we check this out,
wow, that's
I'm kinda old right now. I'm kind of old right now. Hold on, we gotta get this dude.
Do you only get in through the window? That
do what?
You only get in through the window?
Yeah, there is no door.
That's wild. Yeah, no, that's
no. All right. So yeah, here we go. This is Justin in inside the race car. So, and as you can tell, the steering wheel is a boom, comes off. Quick disconnect.
That's fucking terrifying.
I am literally, so this is what it's like in the hot rod. Here's my full containment seat. Usually my helmet will be right here. Got 6-point harness in this car. But from the view of Justin, this is what it looks like. So that's what I watch.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
So is it good the steering wheel detaches? Like, I mean, I can imagine taking like a 100-mile-an-hour turn and it just, you don't have a fucking steering wheel. That's nuts.
You know, the craziest part is, so here we were last year and we were sitting here and I was driving that car
that I, came down and seen you. Actually, I think it was the night I actually won, and I came down and you were doing comedy at the lake. I come down with a trophy and I was hanging out with you.
I
go to the corner and I go, and here's the fucking steering wheel. And I'm like, You gotta be shitting me. I'm full throttle going down the front straightaway. So what I do, I throw that son of a bitch down and I grab a hold of this rod right here. Holy and I'm going, shit. Trying to drive into the corner, slam the brakes on it. Spin the fucking car out. I get black flagged. This isn't a qualifying race, and they send me all the way to the damn pits. But it was fucking hilarious because that has never happened. And you had to bring up, I just don't know if I like the fact that the steering wheel will detach.
No, well, that's nuts to me.
I did not either at all that night.
That's the first thing I thought. When you said that, this is the first fucking thing I thought, bro. I'm like, that's nuts. That's crazy.
Fucking, here we are. Oh, shit. You know, but yeah,
dude, it that's was, so crazy.
But yeah, this is a
man. I couldn't imagine like driving that and having to. You're just driving like 100 miles an hour or something more on a turn, and then like it just detaches. That's like crazy to me. I couldn't like imagine. Imagine doing that. That'd be a crazy.
If I don't stop fat finger in this thing, I don't know what else I'm gonna say, but.
That's so crazy, bro. I couldn't imagine, like, just like that. I mean, that would just be...
Andy Rogers go live from inside of Dirk, by the way.
Do what?
But anyway. How's it going now?
What was the last thing you said? It cut out a little bit.
I said, this is the Andy Rogers show live from a Dirk car. So.
yeah, dude. That's crazy, man. Like, I couldn't imagine. You still have me thinking about that, man. Just like taking a hard turn, like just and the steering wheel pops off. I'm like, oh my god.
That's well, it was definitely night. Something, bud. It was pretty intense, to say the least. But hey, made it through it. Obviously, I think I won, and then I came down, and next thing you know is how we get bullshitting because I brought a trophy now. So. Even the steering wheels come off and all every once in a while. So
that was literally the first thing I thought when you said that. I'm like, man, when that you said it detaches, I'm like, oh my god, that's like a horror film to me. This is like especially yourself driving. Do what?
Yeah. The first thing would happen if you drove the car would be you would pull the steering wheel off.
Yeah, dude. And I wouldn't even think about the rod. I just would have tried to be putting it back on. I mean, your style of racing, you don't have time for that. You don't have long enough straightaways. You don't have. You don't have much time at all to respond to that.
That was that had never happened before, and when it happened, dude, it was I guess my instincts, but I didn't know I was strong enough to even turn. Like I grabbed a hold of the steering, the rod. I steered it. Like I literally pulled the freaking steering off the son of a bitch. You know.
That's so fucking.
But crazy. I always check it, like before we go out. Before we go out, I like tap on it, you know, and I pull on the son of a bitch and like double check it. But I don't know if I forgot that day or what. But yeah, that was pretty intense this summer. That was probably the most intense one. We had a good season though. I mean driving for those guys. I drove for them. I think we only ran like 11 shows. We ran this car only 3 times last year and 2 seconds and a fourth. So I didn't even win in it, kinda irritated. But we won a lot in the other car. We had an average finish, I think 1.7 at the end of the year out of like 11 races. So Dang. We did pretty good. But yeah.
So that was the race I was at the lake when I was at the lake?
The one at the lake was this car, yeah.
That's crazy, man. No, I remember you coming up there right after that. That's nuts, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's when I won. Yeah, that was the night I won. You were doing comedy at the lake and I won. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was at that Charlie Foxtrot's bar, I think. Yeah, that was it. You came up, we were hanging out there afterwards. Yeah, yeah. I was fucking.
Is it a Piffy bar?
Yeah. I'll probably show there again this summer, it looks like, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm out but there.
Even if
I'm
you know, there's a couple other newer bars, too, that are pretty badass down there. I seen one that's like chicks and something just opened up not that long ago. Seems like it's a really good place.
I'm at Marty's Brewery.
I don't know, but it all depends on the comedy. Like, there's not a lot of people with comedy and live music and things, so it's
yeah,
it gets a little different in the summer. I'm more about down there. I'm more about like
you're more whatever. About what?
You, yeah, I like your comedy. I like you guys. You know, so
yeah. I'm down there.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm down there like June to August, I think. I'm down there all summer, I think, this year.
Yeah. You did Regalia, didn't you? Last year?
Weren't you? Oh, yeah, Regalia. Regalia, Mighty Birds, and Charlie Foxtrot,
yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be down there all summer, man. If you got some races close to the lake, man, this summer, I'll probably check them out, dude. I'll be down there.
Yeah,
like
that. I think we got four Lake Ozarks. Four or five. Right before you know where it's at.
Yeah, I'll be there June to August, man. I'll try to catch one of them at least. Like,
and then I'll take you. Like, I am gonna take you. I'd like for you to go, or I'd like to, you know, let you guys ride and be part of the team and stuff down at Lucas Oil Speedway. It's really, really, really cool. It looks like I call it the damn. Well, it's the Superdome of Dirt, bro. Like, it was enclosed, pretty neat. Also, I'd like to announce this coming year. We're putting our name in. We're doing our entry fee. We got to make sure we get approved and accepted. But we'll be at the Gateway Dirt Nationals in the Dome in December. So,
damn, that's big, dude.
Yeah, it'll be in St. Louis. Yeah, I raced there before. So it's a wow, whole interesting ordeal. But me and my brother raced there in 2016, went to the first Gateway Dirt Nationals. But this coming year, I'm going to go, and I will be driving a car in the Gateway Dirt Nationals. So
that's going to be crazy, really cool. Bro.
Yeah, that's going to be really fucking neat. So, and we're gonna have some pretty cool stuff. So
yeah, I'll be out here. I'll be out here in that time too. I may try to check that out. That'd be crazy, man. Yeah, I'm in St. Yep. Louis right. I'll be in St. Louis in December probably. That's crazy.
I love it. Yeah, I totally turned the interview where I'm inside the race car. Just singing, coming live. But
no, it's cool. I don't think a lot of people get the chance to see a race car like that. So, I mean, it's definitely cool to, like, show them it and stuff, man. I think that's a cool vibe. Because, like, yeah. I mean, not many people can afford to have their own race car and be in the game. I mean, you know, it's a crazy game to get into, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's intense. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Like I said, though, there's gonna be some pretty cool stuff, and I'll probably send you the link and stuff whenever I start. You know, like, anybody's gonna be local or anything. Anybody, I'll send my schedule out for you guys. You know, have and post, and we will do the race kid. I like that. I'm gonna do it. The Anthony Rogers race kid, Anthony Rogers show race kid of the month is gonna be the one that gets to come behind. One adult, one parent gets to come behind and enjoy. Being behind the scenes with us in the trailer, in the enclosed trailer, checking out the whole behind the scenes racing. So, which it only, I mean, it's only going to be four. That'll only be four kids and one, but it'll be behind the scenes. So they'll get to enjoy it. Hang out with Blaine. Blaine gets to run them around. He is the promoter of this. He's 13 and he knows everything. So, but yeah. So we'll see how it turns out.
That's awesome, man. It's an honor to be a part of that, man. That's cool as hell, dude. Like, I think that's cool, man.
But I don't know what else. I don't think we got too many people asking questions. I don't know.
No, we got a couple hundred people watching. I think what happens is people just watch on their TV. I think they pull it up on their TV on YouTube or something like that. Now, so I didn't go on Facebook today. I'm not live on Facebook. So I'm live on like Rumble and YouTube right now. So I think people pull it up on their TVs on those apps more so. But yeah, check out Justin Russell. Google him. Check out where he's racing this year. He said he's got some Ozark races. He's got some St. Louis races in the Dome. That's pretty cool. Yeah, no. Check out a lot of stuff. Check out the Anthony Rogers car. It's pretty dope. He wins a lot of races with that logo, man. It's an honor to have him on here. Honor to have him be a part of this and stuff. It's pretty cool, man. Like, see if we can pull up some of his race videos while we're Wait, I think he just has bad internet pretty much. I think I'm using Starlink and he's in the middle of nowhere, so the internet's kind of bullshit on both parts. No, I'm just using Starlink and you're in the middle of nowhere, man. So like our internet's just like crazy right now. But
yeah, I'm trying to pull nowhere.
I mean internet service wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me find.
But actually, you should be able to look up Justin Russell on YouTube, Lake Ozark Speedway, and then just I guarantee there's some racing videos on there. Actually, the one on Facebook, I just streamed the one. They had that little reel. I think I might have sent to you or shared with you.
That's exactly what I'm looking for right now. I'm trying to pull it up. I'm trying to find where it's at. The not the one with you talking, but the one you race. Yeah, here we go. I got it. I'm gonna pull this up in a second. You got it here. Pulling up on Facebook, so excuse how it looks at home, guys. But it's just a regular Facebook video. I didn't upload it all fancy and stuff. I just. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Drive like that.
Yeah, just don't do this. You know, don't pull the steering wheel off.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, you're quite a bit ahead of those.
That's the exact car I'm sitting in. Yeah.
You're quite ahead of those dudes, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, we kind of actually, yeah, we might have checked out. So.
The body was flying off it by the end, man. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, yeah, look up more stuff. Look up Justin Russell Driver or Google that. It's pretty easy search. Find a bunch of you get a lot of press from Mike, dude, man. You got a lot of articles and stuff about it. It's pretty cool, man. Like,
yep. There's quite a bit. Probably one of my favorite ones is there's one me and brother, Russell Brothers both won. It's a big article they did. We won on my mom's birthday, and it was 2015. Him and I both won the same night. Got her a trophy, and they got a picture, snapped a picture of me. Blaine was a lot easier to throw up, but I threw him up in the air. And I was going to catch him, and they snapped a picture in victory lane at Lucas Oil. So it's like, that's a pretty cool article. Got a good picture. That's a good memory. And, yeah, anything they want to do, look it up. We're fan-friendly and just want to, you know, have fun. Let people enjoy it.
That's awesome, man. Was there anything else you want to throw out before we get out of here? Because I don't want to – I feel like I could talk for 9 hours, but I don't want to drag it out. I think we fucking covered some cool stuff.
No, we ain't going to drag it out. You know, just – all I want to say is just thank you to my sponsors, and that is the Anthony Ryder Show, Timbrick Motorsports, Yeoman Race Engines. I'd like to thank BK2 Electrical and Design, best damn electrical contractor around. Also, DT Custom Chassis, Take on TMI, BMJ Enterprises, and again, my buddy here, the Anthony Ryder Show.
No.
We got some pretty cool hardware and yeah. So there's a little bit of checking the car out.
No, thanks for the backing on the track, man. It's really fucking cool of you when you came to this idea, man. That was a fucking cool idea, and I'm glad you represent the show like that, man. I'm glad you're killing it too. It's a good look for the show when people win races nonstop, man. So that's a pretty good look for the show, dude. And like I appreciate the fuck out of the respect and stuff, man. And likewise, man. I mean, I hope like across promote however, man. It's just like it's cool energy. Get a lot of trophies, man. So I like seeing winners, man. I don't know. It's just America, man. I was born that way.
Winners, buddy. And,
yes, sir. I just like I'm American, so I just love seeing people fucking do their thing, man. It's like so many people make excuses and shit, and like it's just cool seeing people do their thing, man. Like it's cool to have a fucking race.
I love seeing people win.
Me too, man. That's all I care about, really. I mean, as far as like business goes and shit, that's all I just want to see everybody. You know, just do their thing, man. Everybody's the best at fucking something, you know. And like, you found your thing, man. And like, it's cool seeing it. And like, that looks fucking. You got me. You're gonna have me having nightmares about taking those turns with the fucking steering wheel falling off, man. Like the root of my fucking.
I'm gonna call this the Anthony Rogers steering wheel. It's detachable.
That's so fucking crazy. Oh my god. That's like to me, that's fucking nuts, bro. Like, but no, dude, I appreciate you, man. As always, dude. We'll have you back on. We'll try to do some behind the scenes shit and do some like pre-recorded stuff next if you guys are interested in watching that too. I think that'd be fucking cool, man. Like,
yeah, and I'm gonna send you the links on like I said, the behind the scenes with the Anthony Rogers Show race kid of the night, and then race kid of the month. Race kids of the month do the behind the scenes. So
How do people get involved in that? Like that are watching right now. If people are like watching this and want to be involved in their Missouri, I guess.
What I'm gonna do is so they will basically they will enter through my Facebook page. If they don't want to enter through Facebook page, they can send I will send a link to an email and just apply and just put your kid's name, put what he's passionate about, why he likes racing and why he would be the best. So and then Blaine will go through and we'll pick out. So I'm just gonna ask them just to write one little quote. What they love, why they like racing, and we're just going to randomly pick them. So
awesome. So, yeah, if you're watching this, add Justin Russell on Facebook and just, yeah, get ready for that. That's a cool opportunity if you're Missouri. I mean, if you're not, I mean, you want to fly in, whatever, too. But I'm saying, like, that's a cool opportunity for locals. I mean, obviously. But, yeah, no, check it out. Check him out. Add him on social media and stuff like that. We'll get a race schedule up on some of our shows, too. Like, whenever you get your race schedule out and stuff, I'll put on some of my shows and stuff, too, so people can go check it out and stuff. So, if you're watching, if you're one of the couple hundred people watching this cross-platform right now, thank you, obviously, for watching on that Monday.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, it's late for a lot of you guys on the East Coast, too. It's, like, 10-something on the East Coast, so I appreciate you guys. But no, yeah, I'll start putting the race schedule somewhere in here, either at the beginning or end of the episode for you this summer and stuff like that. And so, people want to check out some races. I mean, if you're in Missouri, it's probably more feasible, but, I mean, if you're not, I mean, just watch these videos, I guess, we're making. So,
yep.
Live vicariously. Well, dude, I appreciate you coming on, man. And, like, appreciate it, like, as always, man.
I love it. And that was live from inside a race car on the Anthony Rogers show. So,
bam. And thank you all for watching at home. We'll see what's up tomorrow. I appreciate it. Like I said, follow Justin and everything. Look him up. Check out other stuff like that. Check out some of his live races and stuff. I appreciate everybody. Honestly, I know it's a Monday, and you got a couple hundred people watching this, so it's amazing you guys are spending your Monday watching the show. I appreciate you all. Support the sponsors, Luxurious Bastard, Revolution Coffee. Link in the description. Stop giving corporations your money, you know? Give it to cool people instead. And I'm out of here, too. Appreciate you as always, Justin. We'll have you back on soon. We'll figure out some kind of stuff this summer, have you back on, like, when you're doing some of your races, man. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem, bro. Later, bro.